Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of April 13th, 2009. The Chicago Park District's 57th annual Theater on the Lake season features reprisals of eight diverse Chicago theater companies performing for 5 evenings only at the Lakefront Theater on Lake Michigan. The 2009 Theater on the Lake season opens with Collaboration Theater Company's John. The futuristic allegory runs from June 17th through the 21st. Next is Red Moon Theater's Once Upon a Time, or The Secret Language of Birds. This urban fairy tale can be seen June 24th through the 28th. Blind Faith Theater Company's musical celebration Woody Guthrie's American Song, that runs from July 1st through the 5th. Then Theo Ubique Theater Company's Jacques Brel's Lonesome Loser of the Night. The musical review runs from July 8th through the 12th. Rivendell Theater Ensemble's real-life story These Shining Lives can be seen July 15th through the 19th. Barrel of Monkeys Ensemble hit Fun O'Clock, the very special That's Weird, Grandma, that can be seen July 22nd through the 26th. The Artistic Homes Juno and the Paycock. This rich and moving story runs from July 29th through August 2nd. Eclipse Theater Company's rip-roaring comedy Plaza Suite by Neil Simon caps off the season, running from August 5th through the 9th. One of this year's new features for the season includes three family-friendly productions recommended for ages 6 and up. The Chicago Park District's Theater on the Lake is located at Fullerton Avenue and Lakeshore Drive. For more information on all these shows and a detailed schedule, click on over to Theater in Chicago's news website. Timeline Theater Company announces three of their four plays for its 2009-2010 season, dedicated to plays inspired by history and connects us to today's social and political issues. The 2009-2010 Timeline Theater season includes When She Danced, an incredibly funny portrait of the legendary dancer Isadora Duncan. That's been written by Mark Sherman and will be directed by Nick Bowling. Then Timeline will produce Master Harold and the Boys by Athol Fugard, and it is widely considered Fugard's masterpiece. And also they will have the Chicago premiere of The Farnsworth Invention by Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin is the creator of A Few Good Men and The West Wing. The fourth play and the season's detailed schedule are yet to be announced. For more information, read the article on our news section. Evanston's next theater company and their new artistic director Jason Sutherland has announced his first full season roster of plays, comprising Next's 29th season and continuing the tradition of an exciting slate of new plays by a diverse group of writers. This season, theatergoers will find the highly anticipated world premiere of War with the Newts, also the poignant drama Return to Haifa, and the offbeat apocalyptic comedy Boom. Also added is a holiday program called A Very Merry Unauthorized Children's Scientology Pageant. That should be a good one. The final play of the 29th season will be announced shortly. Subscriptions to Next Theater Company's 2009-2010 season are currently on sale. Visit our website for more information. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.